Hi everyone, it's Paula here with February day two. And I believe the topic today is what we are thankful for. Well, there are so many things. And so I don't even know where to start. I don't know if there's particular things to focus on. I'm not sure, but so I'll just go with a few things without rattling off, because I'll be here all day if I tell you everything I'm thankful for. But a few of them are my family. I have my parents, and I have three sisters, and they all live close by. My sisters all live within walking distance. My parents, well, sort of, depends how far you like to walk, but so all very local, and that's really nice. I'm also thankful for lovely friends. I've got some very supportive friends, not all local. Some of them are, you know, internet friends, who I chat with regularly, and so really, really grateful for that. I don't think, you know, I don't think life would be the same without people to talk to, you know. I really feel for lonely people, and, you know, people that have no one to talk to. That I would find that terribly hard. So I am thankful for people being there. I'm also thankful for my house, and the fact that I have a house, you know, and it's warm and dry, and, you know, and safe. You know, I don't think we should take those things for granted. There's so many homeless people, and people that just don't have anything. So, you know, I can't even imagine what it would be like to live on the streets, especially at this time of year. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I can, you know, I might be blind, but I can, you know, look after myself and my lovely daughter. I'm thankful for my daughter as well, of course, you know. She's just turned 14. But I'm you know, I'm thankful for the fact that I can look after her and bring her up, I think, reasonably well. You know, feed us, keep us clean and healthy. And I'm thankful that I can do other stuff with my hands. I do knitting and crochet, and I find that very therapeutic, actually. Keeps me calm, and helps me focus on doing something for somebody else. I never knit or crochet for myself. Well, very, very rarely. I'm loving the projects that I do for other people, and especially for charities. So I'm thankful for that. And finally, I'm thankful for being able to take up a hobby. Started last year with a holiday. Well, I've done it before, but a lot of you will know who's listened to me that I've just become interested in sailing, and I've been able to take that up, and there's more opportunities to sail this year, and I'm so thankful for finding something. Firstly, for finding something that really I feel passionate about, and that I'm apparently fairly good at. And I'm thankful for the people that enable me to do it. So again, it's family, my daughter for not making a fuss about me going. So grateful. I'll probably stop now before I keep rambling, but anybody that is, you know, that knows me well, and that is kind of indirectly mentioned by this, then, you know, I'm very grateful to you all. So take care, everyone, and I'll be back tomorrow.